Next item, 959.
Request of Marcus Gibson to address council regarding a sustainable solution to housing.
Mr. Gibson? Okay, no Mr. Gibson either. So next is 960.
Request of D. White to address council regarding update on lead poisoning from drinking water and stalling by Portland Water Bureau.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You just give us your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Carla.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Dee White. First, I'd like to say that the days of discrediting and silencing citizens who raise critical water quality concerns, well, I hope those days are over with a new water commissioner. The same can be said for y'all downplaying evidence-based data. Once again, this chart shows lead levels in western cities. Portland is right there in the middle, the tall one. Until our elected officials stop stalling on sufficiently treating our water flowing into our homes, schools, parks, and businesses, I will continue to speak out. The truth is on my side. Poor corrosion control and negligent maintenance resulted in this. In 2013, when Mr. Fish became water commissioner, the Water Bureau exceeded the federal limit for lead for the seventh time. Here was an opportunity for him to show leadership. He did not. After the ninth exceedance last year, Mr. Fish did escalate concern, but shockingly, not for lead. Instead, he cried alarms about an intestinal malady, cryptosporidium, urging council to approve a $500 million filtration plant paid for by water customers, while ignoring this decades-old threat of lead poisoning due to skirting the law. Last year, a council member opined that shutting off water to homes with unpaid water bills is a form of child abuse. Let me ask this. Isn't it child abuse to undertreat the water, which city engineers know causes higher lead leaching into our drinking water? Clearly, they have not immediately minimized lead at customer taps, as the spirit and letter of the federal law requires. Data doesn't lie. It's time to acknowledge the Water Bureau's singular role in elevating lead levels citywide. This is the travesty. One, that Water Bureau PR staff have been busy convincing the public their undertreated water is safe to drink. Two, that Commissioner Fish blames customer plumbing. And three, that Water Bureau engineers are not holding public health and welfare paramount. What you have done is protect industry and your own financial interest over public health. The next time one of you sees a baby sucking from their bottle mixed with formula and perhaps water from a faucet, will you do the right thing and ask that parent whether they know about Portland's high lead levels? Will you say to them you are urgently working on a free water filter program? Or will you continue to be willfully blind and keep walking?
Thank you.